Today's daf is Brachos Daf Chaf. We are holding on Daf Yutes Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the sugya of Kavod Arbrios. So the main issue with Kavod Arbrios is that we have this conflict between, on the one hand, the concept of Ein Chachma, Ein Tzvuna, Ein Eitzel Neged Hashem, that you don't have to worry about Chok and Kavod the Rav. You don't have to worry about giving Kavod to anybody. The only thing you have to worry about is giving Kavod to Hashem. There's no Chachmas around giving Kavod to Hashem. And on the other hand, we have the concept of Gadol Kavod Arbrios Shadocha Es Lo Saseh Shabbatara. The Kavod Arbrios is so important that it beats out any Kavod you give to Hashem. It beats out Lo Saseh Shebet Torah. So the rule we basically formulated yesterday was that when it comes to Yisurim Da'oraisa, Kavod Arbrios is going to lose. The Yisur Da'oraisa is always going to overpower the issue of Kavod Arbrios. But when it comes to Drabanans, then Kavod Arbrios is going to win. Kavod Arbrios is going to overpower Dirim Drabanan. We said that when we formulate this statement, Gadol Kavod Arbrios Shadocha Aslos Seisha B'Torah, it means the love of Lo Sasser, which is representative of all the Dinim Drabanan, but not any Yisur Da'oraisa. So at the very end yesterday, we said that there is one Da'oraisa that Kavod Arbrios would actually beat out, and that is Hashavas Aveda. Even though Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah midaraisa, nevertheless, if it's a hit to someone's dignity to have to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, it's a zakin veinu lefi kvodo, someone who's beneath his dignity to be meshiv that particular aveda. So then he's parted from Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk v'salamta, that we see that pamshata misalim. Sometimes you are supposed to be misalim, even though obviously the way the pasuk says it, when you read the pasuk, you can read the pasuk 1,000 times and never see in that pasuk that you're supposed to hide from anything. The way the pasuk says it is lo sire es sharachicha seyo nidachem v'salamta mehem. You shouldn't see someone else's aveda and be misalim from it. But nevertheless, the way it's formulated, where v'salamta is so far from the word lo, so the Gemara feels that we could darshan that pam shatu misalim. Sometimes you can be misalim from it. So Gemara now is going to ask, wait a second, there might be another doraisa where we see that Kavod Arbrios beats out a Daraisa. So Tashma, bring a Raya v'la Chosa, Matam Lomar, Hareshay Holich Lishchol Es Pischo, V'lom Los Beno. So the Pasuk says, Davlim Alach v'la Chosa lo yitmah lehem b'mosam, ki nezer alakav al rosho, that he cannot be metame even to close relatives. So what's the pasuk telling me? Harishay Yaholich Lishcho Tes Pischo. A guy is going to shech his carbon Pesach. V'lomles Beno. He's going to give his son a mila. V'shama Shemes Lomes, and he hears that a relative of his died. Yochel Yachzor V'yitma. So I might think he should go back and become tamei. Amrit Lo Yitama. So the pasuk says, no, you're not metame yourself. Yochel Shem Shein Metame Lehem. Kachin Metame Lemes Mitzvah. I might think just like he's not metame to them, so too, even if it were a Mes Mitzvah, he shouldn't become tamei. Tamlom v'la'choso, la'choso u'deinu metamei, av metamei hu l'meis mitzvah. Comes to teach me v'la'choso that no, for relatives you're not metamei, but someone who's on an even higher level than a relative, you are metamei. Now, what's the underlying force that's mechayev burying a meis mitzvah? So says Rashi in the top Rashi, v'hu Kavod Arbrios, v'docha dvar Torah. It's Kavod Arbrios that pushes us to bury a meis mitzvah. That to leave a meis mutal, to leave him lying there on the ground, well, unburied, is a problem of human dignity. It's an issue of Kavod Arbrios. So we see that Kavod Arbrios is docha these very serious mitzvos midaraisa. Holich lishchot es pischo, lomel es bino. Samai, why should Kavod Arbrios win? Lema in chachma vein tvuna vein etzel neger Hashem. Why don't we say this basic concept? That there's no chachma, there's no etza, you only have to worry about serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu's cover that matters. Sans the Gemara, shiny asim dechsiv lachoso. No, over there it's different, it's a gzeres hakasav. We have a pasuk telling me to make a drasha that over there covered Arbrios wins. So, frak the Gemara, great. So, v'ligmar mina, why can't we learn from there that covered Arbrios should always win? Meaning, in general, whenever you have something written in one place in the Torah, so we call it binyanav or mematzinu, that if a halacha is revealed in one parsha of the Torah, we could typically apply it everywhere. It's only where it's revealed in two places in the Torah, where the halacha is told to us in two different places. Then we say that shnei k'suvin avon k'echad and ein melamdin, according to machlokas, whether melamdin or ein melamdin, but pashas ein melamdin, that you can't derive it everywhere else. Over here, it's in only one place where we're told that the Kavod Arbrios beats out the Doraisa. So let's be melami to everywhere. The Kavod Arbrios should always beat out the Doraisa. Says Gemara, no, shevi al tasa shayni. Over there, it's different. In the case of being metame l'meis mitzvah, it's only a situation of shevi al ta'aseh. When it's shevi al ta'aseh, then kavod abrios is going to beat a violation of a d'oraisa b'shevi al ta'aseh. Meaning, if the violation of d'oraisa doesn't have to be done actively, it's only done passively, kavod abrios is going to win. And Rashi points out, dvarim rabim hitiru lak or dvar Torah mipnei siyag u'mnei kavod abrios. A lot of times, Rashi, it's not the only example, there are going to be a lot of places where Kavod HaBrios is going to beat out a Doraisa if the violation of the Doraisa doesn't have to be done actively. When all you have to do is sit there and the Doraisa is uprooted on its own. Kigon, Tkiya Shofar, Velulav B'Shabbos. Right? Tkiya Shofar, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. How could we not blow Shofar on Shabbos? Because of a Geder, a Siyag, the Chum were worried, Shemi Yavirenu, Dal Ramos, Perushus HaRabim, but we have a mitzvah Daraisa of Tkiya Shofar. Where did the Chum come off? Going against the Din Daraisa. Elamai, the Chacham are allowed to do that. B'Shevi Altasa, Chum Marokar, Dover Min HaTorah, B'Shevi Altasa. So Rashi says this is an extension of that idea. The fact that Kavod HaBrios beats out of Daraisa is an extension of Chacham Mokar Dov Mir HaTorah B'Shevi Al Ta'aseh. Just like they could do it Mishum Siyag, so they could certainly do it Mishum Kavod HaBrios as well. That's the end of the Kavod HaBrios Sugya. So what emerges in the Kavod HaBrios Sugya is, when does Kavod HaBrios beat out other Isurim? So number one, whenever it's the other Isur is an Isur Durabanan. Number two, when it's an Isur in Dine Mamanis, like we said with Hashavas Avedas, since Hashavas Avedas is Dine Mamanis, that's why we can't learn from Hashavas Aveda, and number three, whenever the Daraisa is going to be violated only b'shevi al ta'aseh, then at least there's the possibility that Kavod HaBrios will beat out the Daraisa. Yesterday we discussed how we define shevi al ta'aseh. Is it that the Isser is being violated b'shevi al ta'aseh, or that my sinning still will allow the Isser to be violated, even though the Isser will be violated because of ma'aseh, but it's my sinning still, my doing nothing about it, like when I see shatness on somebody else, if I don't do anything about it, whether that's called shevi al ta'aseh, that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. Good, so the Gemara goes on now, four lines from the top at the two dots. Amalei Rav Papa Maishna Rishonim. So we have a garatan Amid Aleph and Halacha Amid Beis. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Rishonim Dizrach Shlo Nisa, Umaishna Anan Dalom Dizrach Shlo Nisa. Why is it that the earlier generations had all sorts of miracles happen to them all the time, and we never have miracles happen to us? You know, you read through Tanakh, and it's unbelievable. How could you not have Amuna? All the miracles that occurred, how come we don't see any of that? So says Gemara, Imishum Tnuyeb, if it's about learning, that maybe we're not learning enough, and if we learned more Torah, then there would be more miracles. Well, b'shneider of Yehuda kulei tunir ben zikin hava. In the years of Rav Yehuda, everyone was knowledgeable in seder nezikin. Va'anan kamasnina shisa sidri v'chiyav mati Rav. We learn all six darim of mishnayos. We're familiar with everything. We make sure to cover kala tarakula v'chiyav mati Rav Yehuda ba'uktzin. And when Rav Yehuda got to uktzin, a isha shakaveshas yarek b'kedera, where about the detailed halach and taros of a woman who takes a vegetable and soaks it in a pot, pickles it in a pot. And they say that when you have olives that are soaked in with their stems, they're going to be tahar. Meaning, normally if there's a base yad, so that helps you hold the fruit. So the base yad is considered an extension of the fruit. The stems or the branches that are attached to the fruit are considered an extension of the fruit, and therefore become tameh with the fruit. But once they become unusable, you're not going to be able to hold the fruit with that base yad because it's so moist and so soaked that it will just pull right off. Then it's not going to become tameh with the fruit anymore. So they taught that halacha. So Amar, so Rav Yehuda was said when he heard that halacha, Havayus deravu Shmuel kachazina hacha. This is like such a complicated sugya. This is like the most difficult sugyas of Rav and Shmuel, the most detailed sugya. Vanan, but how do we approach such sugyas in Taros? Do we get scared when we see a Kachem Sugya, when we see a Tara Sugya? No. Kavasnin and Buktsin, Tleser Mesifta. We have 13 Mesiftas in Uktsin. So what does it mean, 13 mesiftas in Uktzin? What exactly do we have? So Rashi writes, B'yud gimel panim yesh b'neinu mishno b'raiso shal shisha sedarim u'mesach Uktzin gami b'yud gimel panim k'gom mishnas rabbi v'rabbi chiyo mishnas bar kapara v'levi v'tanu d'bei shmuel. We have all these different shitos that we go through in Mesachas Uktzin and in all these different taros. We have no problem with that. We could keep cheshbon about all the different details and the different shitos. If you look at Tosos, Tleiser Mesifta, Yesh Mefarshim Tleiser Yeshivos Yesh Banu Shebekiim, it said that we have 13 yeshivos that are all Bekiim. We have 13 Kailim that learn just Taras and Kachim. Unbelievable. They were scared off when they learned Taras. We have 13 yeshivos that learn Taras Be'iyun. So how can you say our Torah level is a lower level of learning Torah? Tosos then points out that Tleiser Lavdavka, Lashon Ragel Begmar, Tleiser Zuzi Pshiti. Tosos tells us a very important yesod. A lot of times when you find numbers in the Gemara, the numbers are not meant to be taken literally. There are certain numbers that the Gemara uses as like the go-to exaggeration number, that the Gemara will just say it as an expression. So Tleisar is one of the expressions. Not that he went around taking a poll, how many Kailim are learning Uktzin or are learning Taros. No, they're just saying that we have tons. We have 100 different Kailim. They didn't count how many there are. There are certain numbers. The 400 is a Gemara that is a number that the Gemara very often goes to also. The Gemara Babasra about people writing 400 Sefer Torah doesn't really mean you're 400 Sefer Torah, 400 times Torah Tzivlon Moshe. There are certain numbers that we often go to. So anyway, 70 is another one of those numbers. That's what the Tchelis people say, that when the Gemara says that it's Ola once every 70 years, that the one of the Siman and the Chazan comes up once every 70 years, it could be that there doesn't have to be a creature that actually comes up once every 70 years. That's a number that the Gemara went with very often as a once in a lifetime kind of thing, that something is very rare. Doesn't mean that it has to necessarily be taken literally in that number. So anyway, so it can't be that our dedication to Talmud Torah is less, because we cover such a broad range of Talmud Torah. When did you have, before Daf Yomi started, when did you have Balabatim who were learning Kachim, and you were learning, and maybe the greatest Talmidei Chacham were learning all these things, but we're covering Kol HaTorah Kula. So that can't be. So V'ilu Rav Yehuda ki have a Shalav Chad Misanei Asi Mitra, and yet in Rav Yehuda's generation, where they had such problem with Uktzin, if Rav Yehuda needed to daven for rain, so he'd start taking off his shoes to daven, he'd remove one shoe and it would start pouring, before he even said a word, before he even started to daven. And we're sitting here, we're crying, and we're mitzara ourselves, and we're fasting, and no one's listening, and it doesn't rain. So what's pshat? Why is it that we don't have these miracles? So I'm like, now the difference is that there used to be mesiras nefesh. Nowadays we don't have mesiras nefesh anymore. In the old days, they used to have mesiras nefesh. Rav Papa says, Abaye says, but nowadays, in the days of Abaye, mesiras nefesh is gone already, and mesiras nefesh is what causes nisim to happen, which is mistaver. Just like we pointed out that when it comes to Persume Nisa, that the reason that we're Mocher Ksusov to celebrate Persume Nisa is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went beyond his normal cheshbonos to make a nes, so that when we celebrate that, we have to celebrate in kind by going beyond our normal cheshbonos and stretching ourselves beyond what is rational to spend in order to do a mitzvah of Persume Nisa. So Tov here, this is a Mida Keneged Mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Nisim for those who are Moser Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh means that it's not a really irrational decision. Why would you be meaning you live life and you go within certain gedarim, and some things I can do and some things I can't do. Mesiras Nefesh means that I do the things that I can't do, that I'm Moser Nefesh to accomplish even that which logically I shouldn't be able to do. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're willing to break the rules of your life for me, I'll break the rules for you. I have rules of Teva, and I'm willing to break those rules of Teva if you show that you're willing to go that extra step for me. So it's Mesiras Nefesh that leads directly to Nisim. Ki Hadrav. So what's an example of Mesiras Nefesh? Very unusual example. Says Gemara, Kiyad Rav Adi Bar Rava, Chazyali Kutis. Rav Adi Bar Rava saw a Kutis, that was Levisha Karbalta Beshuka. She was wearing a Karbalta. Rashi says, Shem Levush Choshev, a certain type of very Choshev clothing that she was wearing. Savar the Bas Yisrael, he thought she was a Jewish girl, and even though she wasn't, she was a Kutis. Kam Karimina, he thought it wasn't sneistic, that it was too showy, and he got up and he ripped it right off of her. So Then they found out that she was a kutis, meaning it became evident that she's a kutis, probably because she was screaming, "What are you doing? I'm a kutis." So they evaluated that he owed her 400 zuz for whether it be the cost of the clothing or the cost of the bizayon that he caused her. He owed her 400 zuz. So Amar La, so he said to her, Mashimcha, what's your name? So Amar La, Matun. She said, my name is Matun. So Amar La, Matun, Arbame Azuzi Shavya. Matun is worth 400 zuz. So what did he mean by that? Rashi says, Matun, Lashon Ma'asan. It's a Lashon of Masayim, of 200. So Dalin Meos, if I say your name twice, then I get to the 400 zuz. So he was just, I don't know, trying to say something charming to make, to smooth over the situation. Not clear exactly. Matun, the way I read the Gemara originally, is the way Rashi says the second Lashon Acher, Matun, Lashon Hamtana. Im Himtanti, Hayisi Mistakar Dal Me'azuz. That sometimes maybe I got a little too excited. Had I been a little more patient and been Mevarer, just who you were, whether you were a Kutis or a Yisraelis, then I would have saved myself 400 zuz. But it's because I wasn't patient enough and I just assumed you were a Kutis, so that's why I cost myself 400 zuz. So you see, he was Moser Nefesh. So bottom line, it turns out that the way the Gemara tells the story sounds like he was incorrect in the end. He did the wrong thing. But still, the willingness to be Mesiris Nefesh, the Mida that was behind his actions, is still a very, very important Mida. Rav Gidal, have a ragil de ka'azil v'yasav ashari de tefila. Rav Gidal had this unusual minhag that he would go by the mikvah, where the women were going to the mikvah, he would hang out around the mikvah. He figured, I have to give a shiur in Hilchos Tevila, how you go to the mikvah, so what better place to do it than at the mikvah? And he would give instructions as he was standing there by the mikvah. This is how you tovel, you hold your arms this way, you hold your mouth clenched this way, not so tight. He would give all the halachos. So Amri Le Rabbanon, Loka Mustafi Marmi Yetzer Hara, aren't you worried about the Yetzer Hara? Your mom is sitting there right by the mikvah. How could you not be worried about the Yetzer Hara? So Amri Lehu, Damien Ba'apai Kikaki. He says, to me, they're just like a bunch of white geese. Avazim Levenim Rashi says, they're like a bunch of, I don't see any Yetzer Hara here. It's a Psak Halacha. It's not a woman, it's a Psak Halacha for me. So I don't feel any Yetzer Hara. Very similar to what the Gemara says in Maseches Ksuvos. The Gemara has the famous Machlokes in Ksuvos between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when a person, Ketzan Meraktin Lifnei Akala, how do you dance in front of Akala? So we conclude the song with the Shita of Beis Hillel, that you always say, Kala Noah Chasuda. Then no matter what the Kala looks like, no matter what she is, whether she actually is Noah, not Noah Chasuda, not Chasuda, you always say Kala Noah Chasuda. Beis Shammai says, no, Kala Kamo Shehi. You should say that the Kala, give an accurate assessment of what the Kala is. Whatever, you say it, say whatever it is, you assess the Kala. So Beis Hillel said, no. Beis Shammai says, why? Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Because you can't lie. You can't lie about somebody. So Beis Hillel says, it's not a lie. When someone buys something, it's just not nice to say, oh, you got ripped off, that's a terrible thing to buy. It's understood you're going to say something nice, even if you don't really mean it. So we're also Kalana v'chasud. So in that context, the Gemara describes how various Tanaim and Amoraim were Misamea chasam Akala, what they would do when they were Merakid Defnei Akala. So one of the Tanaim picked up, or Amoraim, I don't remember, maybe it was one of the Amoraim, picked up the Kala on his shoulders and danced with the Kala. So all the Talmidim said, oh, can we try that? That looks like something that we're interested in doing. So he said, no, for me, she's like a kura, she's like a beam. I don't feel any yetzer hara whatsoever when I pick her up. But for you guys, it's not going to be the same. So that's the lashon kikaki chivri, like white geese. It doesn't mean anything to me. There's no yetzer hara. So that was with Rav Gidal. Rav Yochanan, a similar maisa, havaragil davakazal v'yasav ashari detvila, he would also sit by the shari tvila. Amr kisalkin b'nos yisol v'asin mitvila mistaklin b'yani. He said, oh, this way, when the Benos Yisrael come out of their tevila, they'll look at me. I'll be the first thing they see when they come out of the mikvah. V'nahaviluhu zara d'shapiri kavasi. And that will be a great skula for them to have children who are as beautiful as me. They want to have beautiful children. And apparently, the Gemara says, the first thing you see after you come out of the mikvah affects what your children are going to be like. It affects that lel ona and what's going to come from it. The Ramah actually quotes this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Not that you should look at Rabbi Yochanan, but that you shouldn't look at a Davar Tame first thing when you come out of a mikvah. Person comes out of a mikvah, first thing they see shouldn't be a guy, it shouldn't be an animal. It should be something kadosh, something tar. Should be the first thing you see when you come out of the mikvah. It shouldn't be something that's a Davar Tame that the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Yochanan, based on this Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan says, let the first thing that they see be something as beautiful as me. Rabbi Yochanan was known to be exceptionally beautiful. There's a skula that people have that I hear about because I get asked shailas about it, that a woman who's having trouble conceiving goes to the mikvah with a pregnant woman. So she brings along a pregnant friend to go to the mikvah with her. The shailas I get about this, does the pregnant friend have to do a whole chafifa? Does she, all the sorts of... So there's no such halacha. I don't even know if there's any source for that skula. I assume there's some there's something out there, but I was talking to Rav Asher Weiss yesterday, and we were talking about a different skula, and I said, is there any source for it? He said, even if there is a source for it, who says just because you can find some source for it, that means that we're knowing that way, that you should do something like that. But I was thinking, maybe, if you had to fetch out a source, if the first thing that you see when you come out of the mikvah somehow affects you, has a profound impact on you on some level, so maybe if the first thing you see is a big pregnant belly, so that will, and you're trying to conceive, maybe that has some sort of effect. I don't know, I still wouldn't recommend it, but okay. So the Rabbanan said to him, aren't you afraid of the Ayin Hara? Meaning, how could you hang out here by the Beis HaTevila when you know that everyone's staring at you, and that's dafka why you came, so that everybody could stare at you? Isn't that a problem of Ayin Hara? So meaning whenever you have a look at me attitude, that's what Ayin Hara is. Ayin Hara is people to get the very wrong impression about what Ayin Hara is. Ayin Hara is when a person tries to draw attention to themselves, and it makes others jealous and makes others envious of them. So you're drawing attention to the fact that you're so beautiful, everyone's going to look at your beauty. That's Ayin Hara. So aren't you worried about Ayin Hara? I have nothing to worry about. I descend from the offspring of Yosef. There's no Ayin Hara for the children of Yosef. Tichsiv ben poros Yosef ben poros alei Ayin. Vam Rabbi Avo al tikrei alei Ayin ela olei Ayin. That we're above the Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin amar mehacha. Where do we know that Yosef is above Ayin Hara? V'yidgu l'rov bekerav ha'aretz. That you should be plentiful like the fish in the land. So it's a mixed metaphor. Like fish on land, because if you're like fish on land, you're in trouble. It's like fish in the sea. But it's so why dafka would we use v'yidgu, that you should be like fish? Just like fish in the sea, the water covers over them, and therefore the ayin hara doesn't affect them. Avzar shel Yosef ein ayin hara shalatas bam. So to the zara of Yosef, the children of Yosef, ayin hara doesn't affect them. I heard from Rav Aaron Kahn b'shem Rav Yerucham Gurel zechron levracha, that what does it mean? You still see the fish under the water, but no, the way the water changes the rays of light, when you're looking at a fish there, it's really over there. It's that's called refraction, when it moves the light in such a way that your eyes play tricks on you. So you're never actually looking in the spot that the fish is. That's what it means. You're never really looking at what you think you're looking at. So Zara de Yosef is not subject to Ayin Hara. Another possibility is any ayin, any eye that never tried to get hana'a from anything that doesn't belong to him, that was never envious of anybody else, himself is not going to be subject to ayin hara. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I never looked at somebody else's wife, that's something I wanted, that's something I have a yetzar for, that's something I'm interested in. I never ever had such a, that's how Rashi says it's about somebody else's wife. Lehanos me'eshes adonav. So I never, someone who never has such a yetzar is never going to have an ayin hara. Rav Shechter and Nefesh HaRav on page Samach Kimmel has a beautiful vart from the Rav, from Rav Salvechik, about what this means, that Zara de Yosef doesn't have Ayin Hara. What was the one midah that Yosef had that allowed him to survive and thrive in Galus, and allowed him to continue to dream, to have his ambitions continue even in the face of scorn, in the face of mockery, in the face of all that his brothers were telling him, that he's you're an 11th son, you're not a king, you're not a Bukhar, you're not a So it's that ability to always to not be affected by what other people are telling you. To know that if you know something is right, then you know something is correct. To stick with it and not be worried about what other people are saying. So he says that's the word over here, Adnam Yizar de Yosef, that he says Yadua Bibirur Shekena Yemotzi Yechusa. Sorry, he says as follows. I mean, it's not that he knew that his yichus was from Yosef. No, sheyeshlo osat chuna shayisli Yosef, that he had that same quality that Yosef had. Shlo is batel b'fnei ha'talmidei chacham acherim shayicholkem alav. He wasn't mevatel himself to other talmidei chacham who were cholik on him. Ki beis midos shonosein. Very fascinating. There are two midos that sound the same but are different. There's a midah called gaiva and there's a midah called geya. Va'af shegaiva midah. Gaiva is terrible, but Geus is a different mita. Hashem Melech Geus Lavesh. What do you mean? We're praising Hashem that he's a Bal Gaiva? No, Geus is different. Geus means self-confidence. To know when you know that something is right. That's a mita tova. And by that mita as well, we say Mahu Afata. So even though the Tanaim say Kavod is one of the things that are motzi adam in ha'olam, kina taiven kavod, that's the kavod that of gaiva. That's referring to adam mechapis kavod etzal cherim, that you're interested in everyone else looking up to you and everyone else saying nice things about you. But there's another type of kavod. The other type of kavod, the one that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a melech kavod, is not that Hashem is interested, he cares so much what others think about him. The melech kavod means kavod in Russian kaved, something that's heavy, that makes an impression on other people. So sometimes you make an impression. It's not always that they think that you're so nice and so easygoing. The impression sometimes is that they understand that you have a shita, that you have an opinion. So that's the kaved. That's the other type of kaved. So he says the shel Yosef kol machmas. They kept on telling him you're crazy for having these dreams. And what does he do? He goes and he dreams again. That's the midah of Yosef. And he says that's what the Gemara says, that such a person is not going to have an ayin hara. Because what's ayin hara? Kishad margish ba'atzma regel shel nechisus mipnei abitul v'abikores shel acherim. When you feel like you have to live up to whatever scrutiny other people put you under, that's how you live your life, based on the way other people are looking at you. That's going to subject a person to ayin hara. But if you're not so worried about the way other people are looking at you, you're more worried about how Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at you. We just learned about Akavya ben Malal yesterday. The Mishnah Nedio says that Akavya ben Malal had three sheets that the Chum told him, you back out on these three shittos, we'll make you the Rosh Yeshiva. You just have to change your mind for these three shittos. And he says, I'd rather be called the Shote Kol Yomai. I'd rather all of you guys call me a Shote than be a Rosh Hashah Achas Lefnei HaMakom. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, look at me for one moment as a Rosh. If this is what I believe is right, then this is what I have to do. So maybe that's the idea of Ayin Hara not being Sholeit in Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that is the Agadita section of today's Daf. Now we move on to the Halacha section. Very big sugyas here. Says the Mishnah, Nashma Avadim Ketanim, Pturim Mikriyashma, Umin Atfilin, V'chayavim Betfilin, Mezuzah Berch Samazom. Nashma Avadim Ketanim, a potter from Kriyashma and Tfilin, but they're chayiv in Tfila, Mezuzah, and Birch Samazon. Says Rashi, what types of katanim are we talking about? Afilu katan shehigia lechinuch. Even though he's higia lechinuch and he's chayiv in every other mitzvah, still going to be pata from Kriyashma and from Tfilin. So why? Says Rashi, l'fisheinu motzei tamid k'shemegia zman Kriyashma. Because he's not always going to be around when zman Kriyashma comes. Why is he pata from Tfilin? He's higia lechinuch. Kid's 8, 9 years old, he already knows how to die. And why isn't he wearing tefillin? We make him do every other mitzvah. He shakes lulav. Why isn't he wearing tefillin? Says Rashi, Ein yodea lishmar gufo shelo yafiach ben. He doesn't know how to be shomer his guf to make sure that he's not going to pass gas. So at what age, the Gemara says in Menachos, what age and in Sukkah, at what age is a katan a bar chiyuva in tefillin? Katan yodea lishmar tefillav. When he knows how to guard his tefillin, he knows how to protect his tefillin, he knows how to take care of his tefillin. There are different minhagim when people put on tefillin. 30 days before the bar mitzvah, 2 weeks before the bar mitzvah, a couple of months, whatever it is, different people have different minhagim. My son put on way more than 30 days because he wanted to. He said he was, it worked out well for him. I thought I made the assessment. Seems like he knew how to be shomer tefillav. So that's it. That's when he could already start wearing tefillin as Nena Mitzvah Viyosa in the Din Chinuch. But Tosus over here disagrees with Rashi. Tosus says, if you look, Rashi says, we're talking about a Kaddish Shegiel Chinuch. He says, V'lo Nihira, the Perek Lulav Agazla, I mean, Katan Yadeh Lishmar tefillin. The Gemara says if he knows how to guard his tefillin, he must wear tefillin already. His father's chayiv in having him wear tefillin. Our mission is saying that a katan is pater from tefillin, and Rashi says even a yigiel chinuch. No, the Gemara in Sukkah says that a katan who's a gil chinuch for tefillin, who's yodeh lishmar tefillin, is chayiv in tefillin. So how can you say that a katan a gil chinuch is pot from tefillin? So says Rabbeinu Tam, and Yilu Rabbeinu Tam, there might be katan shaloi gil chinuch, that we must be talking about a katan that's loi gil chinuch. That's who's potter from kriyashma and from tefillin. The obvious kasha then becomes, what's the chiddush? They're potter from everything when they're loi gil chinuch. Okay, so that's a good kasha. We'll leave that out. But Tosfos has a continued discussion about this issue. Says the Gemara Vayta now, the chayav in betfila. Another, we said in the Mishnah that they're chayav in tefila. So Rashi says, why? Did tefili rachmihu umid rabbanu v'teknua af l'nashem v'lchinuch katanim. That since tefila is rachmim and it's a din rabbanan, meaning there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to be mispalel every day, says Rashi, since it's only mid rabbanan, so the chacham included whoever they wanted to include. So they included katanim as well. That's how Rashi wrote in Daf Yedzayinim and Beis as well. Rashi and Yedzayinim and Beis in Dibur Maskel ve'elu ve'elu p'tur min tefila. Because tefillah is not daraisa. There's Rashi the Shita, so right. This is a major machlokas. Rambam Ramban, whether tefillah is daraisa or drabanan. So says Gemara, Kriyashma Pshita Mitzvah Shazman Gramahu. So Gemara says, wait a second. The Ptur of Nashim from Kriyashma, that's a Dover Pashut. It's Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Why would they be Chayiv? So say V'kal Mitzvah Shazman Grama Nashim Pturas. Anytime you have Mitzvah Shazman Grama, women are always Pturas. So say, no, Ma'al Detema hold the Ispa Malchus Shemayim Kamash Mlon. I might have thought that since there's Malchus Shemayim in Kriya Shema, women should be Chayavos Kamash Mlon, that they're Pturas, even though it involves Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, which is Nogeya to them. So you might have thought Afein Bechlal, that they're also included in Kriya Shema because they're included in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. I got an email the other day. Someone said we defined what's Malchus Shemayim Shlema. How do you define a person being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim in the most complete way? If a person puts on tefillin and washes up and goes to the bathroom, washes up, Yifna Yitol Yadav Yaniach Tefillin Yikra Kriya Shema Yispal Zui Malchus Shemayim Shlema. Someone said, how's a woman supposed to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim Shlema? She can't wear tefillin, so it was a woman Mufka from Ol Malchus Shemayim Shlema. Well, a woman is Mufka from the Chiyuv. She's Mufka from the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema, because she doesn't, even though it's a Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim, she has to have a sense of Ol Malchus Shemayim, but the chiyuv of every day to be mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, she's mufka from such a chiyuv. Nevertheless, the Bach writes in Simen Ayin that she's chayiv to say pasuk rishon, or at least she should say pasuk rishon to be mekabel aleha Ol Malchus Shemayim. Meaning, it's the habamin is not totally rejected. I might have thought that it's mechayiv her in all of Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema has kabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kamash Malan, what? That she has no chiyuv whatsoever, says Bach, no kamash milan, that she only needs to be mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, but she doesn't. It's not mechayiv the rest of Kriya Shema. She should still say just the first pasuk. That's the kamash milan that the Bach understands. Okay, right through the Gemara now. Umina tefillin, and she's potter from tefillin. So pshita, of course she's potter from tefillin. No, it's mitzvah shazman grama. Says no, ma'adetem al the iskish lemezuzah kamash milan. I might have thought that since it's compared to mezuzah, and we know that women are chayavus mezuzah. And women by chayi also. Women want to live a long time also. So the chayiv in mezuzah. So I might think that tefillin is included. No, tefillin is separate from mezuzah. So why is it that when it comes to other mitzvah shazman grama, women typically do volunteer mitzvah shazman grama? Even Sephardi women who can't be mevarich on them are volunteer the mitzvahs of sukkah and lulav. Why don't women volunteer the mitzvah of tefillin? So this probably relates to the reason that we don't have ketanim at a very young age doing the mitzvah of tefillin. You have to be yodel lishmar guf naki, and it's the reason why we don't wear tefillin all day. Our mitzvah of tefillin is supposed to be all day. So because we don't trust ourselves to keep taras ha-machshava and taras ha-guf, so we limit the amount of time that we wear tefillin. But we're chayavim, so what are we going to do? We have to wear tefillin at some point, so we wear tefillin during davening. But someone who's not chayav, it's a very risky mitzvah for a person to volunteer. The chayavim b'tefila, and women are chayav in tefila. Why? The rachaminenu, because tefila is rachamin. Ma'u detemahal v'kasu ba'er v'vagav t'raim k'mitzvah sh Gramadami, Kamash Milan. I might have thought that since it says Erev Bevokav Tzarayim, that it becomes like a Mitzvah Shazman Grama, because you daven three times a day, and there is manim of tefillah, so I might think that it's like a Mitzvah Shazman Grama, and women are therefore Pturos, Kamash Milan. that they're chayiv. Now, if you look at Tosfos, on the top Tosfos, Pitzvilu Pshita, Kim Duxer, Rabbi Gutsarim, Rashi doesn't have this girsa of mitzvei shazman grama that you might have thought that it's a mitzvei shazman grama. Why doesn't Rashi have this girsa? Because it's only a mitzvah midrabanan tefila, and since tefila is only a drabanan, there's no hava mina that women should be putter on account of mitzvei shazman grama. This is the major machlokas. Rashi tells us, are women pturos from mitzvah say drabanan shazman grama? One that sounds from Rashi saying that the rule that women are putter mitzvei shazman grama is only mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah say drabanan shazman grama, women would be chayavos. Rashi says you can't say there's a hava mina that's mitzvei shazman grama because it's only mitzvah drabanan. Anyhow, that's how many read this Tosus's reading of Rashi. Others would say, no, it's Dafka by Tefila we're saying this, that when it's a mitzvah drabanan shazman grama, typically women will be putter, unless we have reason to believe that when the rabbanan were mesakin in this particular mitzvah, they included women as well. That's how Rashi said about tefillah on the second line, that tefillah is rachmihu, umid rabbanan hi, v'tiknua afla nashim l'chinu ketanim. They included nashim and ketanim in this mitzvah. But there may be other mitzvahs, say, shazman grama drabbanan, that women, that the chum did not include women and children. I mean, that's the important tosas when they say brachos tavchaf and beis, machlokes Rashi tosas, where the women that's what it's referring to. That Tosfos, the Maram Shik explains in the Sefer Mitzvos, why would it be that women would be chayavos mitzvei drabanan shazman grama? He says because based on what we said the other day, that yesterday, what do we mean when we say kavod abriyas dof lo se shabatorah lav de lo sasser? Lo sasser is all the dinim drabanan. So every din drabanan is really a lo sasser daraisa of lo sasser. So mela, and women are chayav in lo sasseis. So then maybe that's why they'd be chayav mitzvei drabanan shazman grama, because every mitzvah drabanan is really a losa say daraisa, and women are chayiv hishvakas vishal ish lekalonchin shabatorah for a losa says in the Torah ube mezuzah. So we also said women are chayiv in mezuzah pshita. Why wouldn't they be chayiv? No, mal detem all viskas talmud Torah. I might have thought that since mezuzah is hukash le talmud Torah and talmud Torah, women are not chayiv asim kamash milan ubirchsam mazon. Women are chayiv in benching pshita. Again, obvious mal detem all ksiv b'seis hashem lechem be'erv basal echav lechem b'boker l'sova k'misei shazman. I might have thought that since the supply of food is described to us is that it's described that we get food during the daytime and we get food during the nighttime, that would make it like a mitzvah shazman grama, because the mechayiv comes with breakfast time and with dinner time. So that since the mechayiv comes in such a way, I might have thought it's like a mitzvah shazman grama kamash malan, that no, that women are chayavos in birchsa mazon. Now, if so says the Gemara, Amar Avad Barava, nashim. Nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. Women are chayiv in kiddush on Shabbos midaraisa. Amai mitzvah shazman grama who becomes shazman grama nashim p'turos. Why should women be chayiv in kiddush on Shabbos? After all, it's mitzvah shazman grama. Some rabbi midrabanan. So Rabbi says they're only chayavos midrabanan. They're not chayiv midaraisa in kiddush. Amle Rava v'dvar Torah kamer. What do you mean? You said women are chayavos in kiddush hayom dvar Torah. How can you say it's only drabanan? V'ol kol mitzvah nechayvinu midrabanan. And furthermore, any mitzvah daraisa, we should say that they become chayiv midrabanan. Why would kiddush be the only one? That every other mitzvah shazman grama, women are pturus from even midrabanan. Kiddush is one mitzvah shazman grama where the rabbanan said, yeah, let's make them chayiv. What would motivate the rabbanan to pick this mitzvah? Ella amar Rava, amar Kras. So Rava says, no, it must be a chayiv daraisa. It's based on the pasuk Zachar v'Shamur, that in the two versions of the Aseret Dibros, one of the differences is the way Shabbos is described to us. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Akacho, Shamur is Yom HaShabbos Akacho. In Shemos, it's Zachar. In Dvarim, in Veschanan, it's Shamur. So we learn, Kol Sheyeshnu B'Shmira, Yeshnu B'Zechira, that anyone who's included in Shmira Shabbos of the Losaseis of Shabbos, is included in Zechira Shabbos. And Zechira Shabbos is Kiddush. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Akacho is the mitzvah of Kiddush. Rishonim. What does that mean? Kol sheyesh b'shamer yesh b'zachar. Is zachar only kiddush, or is zachar all of the mitzvot sasei of Shabbos? The Ran in Masechet Shabbos has a discussion. Why is it that women are chayavos in shalosh shudos? That they are chayiv, he has no discussion. That's for sure. Why are women chayavos in shalosh sudas? Why do they have to have three sudas on Shabbos? The Ran wants to know. So the Ran is 2 days. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, 2 days. Either it's because kol sheyeshu b'shomer yeshu b'zachar, and that doesn't just mean kiddush. It means all the mitzvos asay of Shabbos, and shalosh sudas is one of the mitzvos asay of Shabbos. Or maybe it's a din in afin hayivos anes that shalosh sudas is lezecha the man. The women benefited from the man as well, so it's afin hayivos anes that they're included in the mitzvah of shalosh sudas. That's the very strange tshuva that Rav Shlomo Kluger has. Rav Shlomo Kluger tries to justify in Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo why so many women don't do the mitzvah of shalosh sudas. So he says the Ran Rabbeinu Tam argue why they're chayiv. So obviously one shita holds that afin hayivos anes isn't a good enough reason. The other shita holds that kol sheyeshu b'shomer yeshu b'zachar isn't a good enough reason. So there's a svara in Rishonim to say not like both reasons. Mainly you could say like neither reason, and therefore women are peturos. But that's a very difficult thing to do. If all the Rishonim agree that they're chayavos and they just argue why, to then say that they're peturos because they're arguing why is a very unconventional way of paskening halacha. It's not a paskening halacha. He's trying to justify a minhag. Anyway, so says Rav Hani Nashi, hold this from b'shmira is from b'zechira. So since women are included in the mitzvah of shmira Shabbos, they're included in zechira Shabbos as well. Amle Ravina Larava. So this is women in benching. Is it a chiv darais or a chiv drabanan? Frankly, a very unusual question. The my nafkamina. What's the nafkamina, whether it's drabanan or daraisa? So what do you mean the my nafkamina? We always have nafkamina is in the case of suffik. So, Madani Yom Tov on the bottom of the Rush asked that kasha why the Gemara doesn't just say suffik. Anyway, nafkamina, the Gemara suggests is the afuke rabbi de chavasan. Can they be motzi other people in benching? If a woman is chayiv herself mi daraisa, so she could be motzi other people or chayiv daraisa. But iamrit rabbanon havi sheinu mechuyiv b'davar kol sheinu mechuyiv b'davar einu motzi shav mi de chavasan. But if her chiyuv is only mi de rabbanon, so in a daraisa she's not a bar chiyuva, and someone who's not a bar chiyuva cannot be motzi someone who is a bar chiyuva. So a woman is not going to be able to be motzi a man in benching if she's only chayiv mi de rabbanon. So my, what's the din? Is she chayiv daraisa de rabbanon? So tashma be'emes amru ben mevarich la'aviv ve'eved mevarich l'rabo ve'isha mevarechus l'bayla. You have a beferish that be'emes really a woman should have been able to be mevarich for her husband. Avlam ucham tavameir ladam shishto banam mevarich lo. But a person should be cursed who has to require his wife and children to bench for him, meaning that Nebuch, he doesn't know how to read Hebrew, and he has to rely on his wife and children to bench for him. Siyam bishlam dar raisa, si dar raisa, mapik dar raisa. If you say women are chayavas and brichsamas dar raisa, very good. So their chiv dar raisa could be motzi, their husband is chayav dar raisa. Liyam drabanan, si drabanan, mapik dar raisa. But if their chiv is only drabanan, how could they be motzi the husband? So says Gemara Tameh, katan bar chiyuva hu. What? And a katan is a bar chiyuva. El hachum eskin koncha achal, shiur drabanan, dasi drabanan, mapik drabanan. No, what's the case we're talking about? Let's say the person, the man himself, ate less than a kadei sviya. So even his chiyuv is only drabanan. That's when we're saying a woman could be multi her husband and a katan could be multi his father in birchas hamazon. When the man's chiyuv is only a drabanan. But if the man's chiyuv were a chiyuv daraisa, he would not be able to be multi. Darash Aravira, Zimni Namr, Amr Allah Mishmed Rabbi Yami, Zimni Namr Allah Mishmed Rabbi Yasi, Amr Malach Yasharis Nekarish Baruch, Ribbon Shalom, Kasu Bitarascha, Shalayisa Panavalika Shochad, Ribbon Shalom says in your Torah that you don't take any bribes and you don't favor anybody. Valoata Nosi Panam Lisra, Duk Savisa Shampanavelecha, but don't you show favoritism to Klal Yisra, says Yisra Shampanavelecha, Amr Lahem Vachi, Loasa Panam Lisra, Shaksafti Lambatar, Vachalta Vesvat, Vachta Shamal Kecha, Vemedakim Alatsman, Al Kazayis Al Kabetza, should I not show favoritism to Klal Yisra? I write in the Torah of Chalta V'Savata V'Rachta, that when you eat a Kedei Sviya, that's when you chayiv in benching. And what does Klal Yisrael go ahead and do? They make a Birch Samazon, even when they eat just a Kazayis, just a Kebetza. So we pointed out that beautiful Gra in the Drasha last week, where the Gra says that if you do the Cheshbon according to the Shiurim of the Rif and the Zohar, that if you have three people that share a Kedei Sviya, each of them will get a Kebetza. And if you have 10 people that share a Kedei Sviya, each of them will get a Kazayis, exactly one Kazayis. So that's what it means, ad kezayis, ad kebetza, they look to give away their food to other people so that they can be marba kavot shemayim by enhancing their benching, to turn it from just a regular benching to a benching with a zimun, a benching with a minion. And that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look what they do, they eat less so that I could have a greater kavot shemayim. So that's worth showing favoritism to Klal Yisrael. Now, in terms of women and benching, Tosus writes, Nashim Birch Samazan Daraisa Drabanan, what's the havamina that women should not be chayv midarais and benching? So he says, Rashi writes because it says al aretz hatova, and women didn't get a chelik in aretz. I b'nos slavched, that was the chelik aviyim. But he says, fractosos, what about kohanim leviyim? They also don't get a chelik in the aretz. That's also this week's parasha. They don't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So how could we say, so they also shouldn't be motzi other people in Birchus HaMazon, just like women aren't motzi achirim in Birchus HaMazon? If that's the whole Avamina, that anyone who doesn't have a chelik in the Eretz is not going to be chayiv. So it says, tells us, no, it's a different reason. No, it's other parts of benching that don't really fit women so well. And that is the bris and Torah. So that part doesn't apply to women so much, and therefore, because it doesn't apply to women, that's why I would think women are not chayavos midaraisa, and they're not b'nei bris, they're not b'nei Torah, and therefore they can't be motzi men in Birchus HaMazon. But obviously, Kohanim and Levim, even though they don't get a chelik in the Eretz, they are included in bris and Torah. So Salvechik asks, good, so Tosa says that it can't be because of the Eretz, because they don't have a chelik in the Eretz. Why not? Why isn't that a good enough reason? They taka don't get a chelik in the Eretz. So there's a beautiful vert from Ramosh Salvechik, from his father, which I'll try to say in 30 seconds. That there, no, I'm not going to say in 30 seconds. Basically, tzvei dinim in zechiah bar in netilas chelik bar Eretz Yisrael. Got to go through it. Maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. It's a beautiful vert. So maybe we'll start with it tomorrow.